Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we look into the face of God. Heavenly Father, we want to see Jesus. Lord, please take away the distractions of this world that would keep us from seeing His face. We know that someday we will be changed into His likeness, and we will see Him as He is. Help us to invest more time in Your Word, and in prayer, and fellowshipping with Your people, and to be so focused on Jesus Christ and Him crucified, risen, and coming again, that everyone around us can see Him in us and be drawn to their Savior. Dear God, please bless this call to worship. Let it be pleasing to You, O Lord, and may we more clearly see the face of God through the music that's shared and the spoken word. And we ask these things in the precious name of Your Son, Jesus.
Father, by
This is your call to worship. Thank you again for joining us for this call to worship. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message from our website, or have visited our Facebook page. We appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you are led. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Would you please prayerfully consider a donation to this ministry? Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. You can log on right now and make a donation. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us and is available to you 24/7. Thank you for your support. There are several ways you can learn more about this ministry. Our website contains an opportunity for you to subscribe to a weekly email that includes a link to that week's program. That allows you to listen to Call to Worship whenever it's convenient to you and allows you to hear this ministry even if it's not on a radio station in your area. You will also find a list of songs on the website, songs for each program. Our Facebook page is a good opportunity for you to connect with other Call to Worship listeners and to find out what the topic is for the next week's program. And if Call to Worship is not currently on your local Christian station, you can contact their program director and give them our website address. Again, that address is calltoworship.us.
Sinners.
This is your call to worship.
Joseph begged for his body that day.
It was late afternoon when we got to the tomb, wrapped his body and sealed up the grave.
So I know how you
Imagine seeing Jesus. Can you imagine the face of God? Well, to see what the face of God might look like, look at the image in a mirror. Yeah, Genesis 1. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Let's listen to God's word as it gives us insight into the face of God. Genesis 5, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image. Another word found in Scripture that includes the face is countenance. Proverbs 15, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. Matthew 6, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. The peaceful and serene face of God is mentioned in Numbers 6. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Genesis 33. Jacob said to Esau, what a relief to see your friendly smile. It's like seeing the face of God. John 1, verse 18. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who's in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Though we haven't seen his face, we have faith, confidence, that we will someday. We find these words in 1 Peter chapter 1. You love him even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your souls. Yes, there will come a time when we see God. Matthew 5, 8, God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. Words of Jesus. Hebrews 1, Jesus is the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. 2 Corinthians 4, the God of this age has blinded their minds, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. What about the merciful face of God? Find that mentioned by the psalmist David. Psalm chapter 31. God, make your face to shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. Do not let me be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon you. Psalm 30, verse 7. Lord, by your favor you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, and I was troubled. Psalm 89, blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we don't go around preaching about ourselves. We preach that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we ourselves are your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, let there be light in the darkness, has made this light to shine in our hearts so that we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. We now have this light shining in our hearts. And finally, from 1 John chapter 3, dear friends, we are already God's children, but he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is. We shall behold him face to face in all of his glory.
The sky shall preparing his entrance. the stars shall applaud here with thunders of praise. The sweet light in his eyes shall enhance those awaiting, and we shall behold him then face to Thank you.
Our call to worship topic this hour has been the face of God. Wow, what a thought when we see Christ. Thank you for listening today. God is using this program to touch lives. If this time is a blessing to you, would you consider a gift to this ministry? Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. It's your continued prayers and financial support that keeps Call to Worship on the air. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address, once again, is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. Oh, and don't forget to stop by our Facebook page, and that'll give you an opportunity to get a heads up on the topic for next week's program. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Christ will soon appear to catch his bride away. All tears forever over in God's eternal day. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will coming when his glory shine.